This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, here we are, another week in another Colonies Partners segment. You'll have to do the background for us again, but Colonies Partners is demanding that San Bernardino County now pay its legal fees for defending the civil and criminal cases that arose from a $102 million settlement over flood control land way back when Colonies Partners, for the most part, won its case.
Right, and also the criminal prosecution, which ended in a mistrial for one of the defendants and acquittal for three of the others, including...
And these were San Bernardino County officials, yeah.
Correct. And so this really is the third time that a representative of Colonies Partners has come before the Board of Supervisors in public to demand compensation. First was Jeff Burham, the co-managing partner, right after his acquittal, came and demanded that the Board of Supervisors hold the district attorney accountable by cutting his budget. And then Burham's attorney, Stephen Larson, came before the board and demanded this $45 million to compensate Burham and Colonies Partners for the legal costs in both the civil and the criminal case. And now Dan Richards, the other co-managing partner of Colonies Partners, came this week before the San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors and demanded that they get down to business and cover the legal costs. He said the county shouldn't waste any more money negotiating a settlement, that that's just going to cost the county more millions of dollars in delays and court costs. And so this is a very unusual and highly theatrical approach. Normally, claims for compensation are, you know, it's a form you fill out in writing, you submit it to the county, and it goes through the bureaucratic channels before the board determines yes or no, we're going to pay, we're not going to pay. This is all, and I think it's a very deliberate strategy on the part of Colonies Partners to do it publicly, to put pressure on the Board of Supervisors.
So does this public strategy seem to be accomplishing its purpose and intimidating the Board of Supervisors? How have they responded?
Well, they haven't responded. As you know, normally when there is a threat of litigation, that puts things behind closed doors in closed session, and the board does not comment on pending or possible litigation.
But they're letting Burham go ahead and comment.
Well, this is all being done during the public comment of public meetings, and so really there's no way to prevent him and his partners from taking this tactic. I also want to mention while we're talking about Colonies that one of the witnesses for the prosecution, Adam Allman, who was the assistant assessor back when some of these corruption cases were investigated, he had pled guilty to four felonies in connection with one of the investigations in exchange for his agreement to be a witness in the Colonies case, which he did. And so he was in court this past week, and those felonies were reduced to misdemeanors, and he was sentenced to 6 months in jail. And the other former public official who was a witness who pled guilty, Bill Postmus, the former county supervisor, former assessor, he's going to be sentenced on January 19th.
Okay. Next, San Bernardino International Airport is going to play a role in UPS's holiday delivery strategy. What does that mean?
Well, this is the second year in a row that UPS has needed other airports. As you know, its West Coast hub for shipping is Ontario International Airport. This is the second year it's had to lease space at other airports in the area, and this year it's using San Bernardino International for the second year. UPS is expecting to fly 18 times per week out of San Bernardino International. Most of the flights will be at night to get packages across the country to its headquarters in Louisville and also its hub in Illinois. And by the way, this is four times more packages and more flights than it ran last year.
Wow. So this is because its facility at Ontario International can't necessarily handle all of the package traffic or wouldn't be able to get it out as fast as they would like.
Right, for the holiday crunch. And I think this reflects the growth of online shopping. More and more people are just doing their Christmas shopping online, and sending it by parcel.
Yeah, and it's good for San Bernardino International Airport, which is, you know, trying to find a purpose out there.
It is. The Sun reported that UPS hired 200 seasonal workers for that hub.
Okay. And finally, it has been 2 years since the San Bernardino terrorist shootings, and survivors say that they're still having trouble getting help from workers' comp. What's going on here? Now, I know that this doesn't just involve the state, it involves the county.
Right. The workers' compensation system is a state system. However, private employers, public employers like the county also subscribe to the system. 57 people put in claims, many of them with post-traumatic stress syndrome, and asked for help, either counseling or medication, or in some cases, special equipment to help them with the stress. And then, of course, there were the 22 people who were wounded, in addition to the 14 who were killed in that attack, who required some degree of surgery, physical therapy, and other help. The county says that all of these claims had to be filtered through outside independent medical reviewers, and then those reviewers would make the decision whether to delay or deny or go ahead and approve the treatment. And the county says that of the 2,763 claims, 90% were approved. 137 were modified, in many cases reduced in terms of the service that would be provided. 200 were denied. 94 people appealed those denials, and 22 of the denials were overturned. So the county is saying this is a pretty good track record. However, this caught the attention of the legislature in Sacramento. A couple of state senators, including Jeff Stone of Temecula, have said the county put saving money ahead of people and showed a lack of empathy by the way these cases were handled. And most recently, in July, the State Senate Labor Committee held a hearing on a bill that was proposed by Assemblywoman Eloise Reyes of Grand Terrace to kind of ease the path to treatment. Her bill eventually was approved and is now law. And what that did was to enable the survivors to get case managers right away so they don't have to wait so long for this process.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.